Bradley Thompson Tool.
Hi, is Jeff there?
Yeah, Mr. Going, please.
Yeah, this is Danny with Cardiff.
With who?
With Cardiff.
In regards to?
I'm calling about some financing the company's done through Crestmark Bank.
Okay. Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Cardiff. Okay, one second. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Isn't that like?
That's the end thing, man.
If you're Odell Beckham,
you know
Jr.,
Odell
isn't
Beckham?
That the coolest thing? Like when you see people out there rocking your hairdo.
You know what's ironic? You know who else has one?
Who?
Eric Ebron.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. You're absolutely right about that.
Danny.
Yes.
Can you hold for a minute? He's on the other line, or do you want me to have him give you a call?
Yeah, I'll leave my direct line, but I will hold for a minute. My direct line is 858-779-0424.
This is in regards to financing we were looking at doing with Crestmark?
Yeah, that you guys have done in the past, in 2013.
Okay, we never actually went through with it, but we almost did, but okay.
Okay.
I'm going to put a note on there about, bear with me, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Okay, what's your last name, Danny?
It's Fershi. I'll spell it for you. It's P as in Paul, F as in Frank, E-R, S as in Sam, C-H-Y.
Okay, one second. He's off the line. All right, Danny?
Okay. All right, thank you.
You must be there when I pull out the name. I've seen the prize. You want this prize. You want to surprise your dad with this. Heck, I wish that I could have this prize. You want to come
intrigued.
On out. It is nice, man. It is nice.
I am intrigued, Rico.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jeff?
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I just want to touch base with you on some offers we sent out to the business a couple weeks back. It looks like it was based on some financing you guys, you know, might have done with Crestmark in the past. So, yeah, we had you guys pre-approved for some equipment financing as well as, you know, working capital for up to about $250K. So I just want to see what kind of plans or projects you had coming up, you know, where you might need some financing.
You pre-approved us. What does that mean?
Yeah, we like to work with, you know, companies that have a strong borrowing history and, you know, we saw you did some financing with Crestmark through your, you know, D&B credit profile for the business. So, yeah, we just like to work, you know, with businesses like that that have a strong borrowing history. And, you know, just want to see what kind of plans you had.
Right now, there's no plans to buy equipment, but that might change in the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I would say we're not going to do anything within the next 30 days, maybe if you check back then.
Okay.
As far as lines of credit, we're, you know, self-sustaining in that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
We create our own working capital. So.
Yeah, that's we also do that as well. But yeah. So, what kind of equipment are you guys looking, you know, to add on?
Well, I mean, the only thing that comes to my mind right now might be laser marking systems, maybe CNC equipment.
Oh, CNC equipment. Wow. So you guys are gonna have a big purchase then?
Well, I mean, the laser is probably a $30,000 system.
Mm-hmm.
The CNC equipment would probably be, you know, somewhere around 100, I would guess.
Yeah, they're usually pretty pricey up there. And, I mean, are you looking to replace machines or are you adding on?
Probably be to add on.
Oh, wow, great. So you guys are growing over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, we're sold out for the rest of the year right now.
Wow, good for you guys. I mean, It's hit or miss. Like with most companies, they're like, you know, either struggling or they're doing really well. It's you know, that's good. Good to hear you guys are doing well over there. So have you? Oh, go ahead.
So far, so good.
Okay. And now, do you have like with these machines that you're adding on? Are they gonna, you know, help bigger projects coming up? You know, run smoother or?
Well, I mean, what we don't want to do is we don't want to lose business because we can't hit the customer's lead times.
Right.
Okay. And that's kind of where we're at right now. We're doing the responsible thing and turning down work because we just can't do it when they want us to do it.
Yeah, and I know that's tough as, you know, being the owner over there, like, what, turning down business, you know.
So we can only add as fast as we can find capable people to run them.
Exactly.
So.
Okay. And so, I mean, have you been having trouble finding employees as well?
We've had to use outside service to do that.
Yeah.
Clued into some decent people, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I know that's another problem as well. Not only getting machines, but having, you know, reliable employees to operate them. And same with programmers as well. They're saying, like, a lot of kids get out of college, you know, and expect the world when they don't know how to work for it, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. And
just check back with us in another month or so.
Another month or so. Okay. And what's a good email for you? I can send you over some info and check.
I already got it from one of your other people.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. We've been contacted by your company.
Oh, okay.
Several times.
Do you know who it was, or?
It was a foreign sounding person.
A foreign sounding person. Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I was just curious. I didn't know if you're actually like working with them or anything like that.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. Well, yeah, I'll just check back in with you then, you know,
okay,
in a month, and yeah, we'll get this going for you. See if we can help you get the best deal.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right, Jeff. Well, thanks.
It.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for your time.
See you. Bye.
Bye.